You know what day it is today. It is Wednesday, February 17th, 7:51 a.m. But there's something more important that happens today. You know what it is? Pitchers and catchers report today. There we go. Okay, that's enough. Today we talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers, they obviously were the best team in baseball by far. Win the World Series, everybody knew it. They just had an all-around brilliant season. Before the year, they trade for Mookie Betts and they signed him to a 13-year contract. Right before the season started, 13 years, he's going to be 39 when the contract is up. My goodness, he's not going to be the fast speeding around guy that he was. He's going to be some, like, old man. Well, the Dodgers, they just go out, they just overpower everyone. Only three players on the everyday usual lineup had a OPS below 113. Below 100, actually. But, yeah. So, the Funky Muncy, Max Muncy, he had 97 OPS plus. That's still really good. Enrique Hernandez and Jock Peterson both had kind of bad years. They both had 83 and 84. But it wasn't that big of a deal. But then, this offseason, everybody freaked out. Uh-oh, Justin Turner's a free agent. Not to worry, they bring back Justin Turner. Uh-oh, Blake Treinen's a free agent. Bring back Blake Treinen. 2 years, $17.5 million. Justin Turner, 2 years, $34 million. My goodness. And then, uh-oh, what is going on? Do we have to make sure that we just get everybody that's good in the major leagues? Bring in Trevor Bauer, too. 3 years, $102 million. 3 years, $102 million. My goodness. I don't know any other job that gets paid that well. For 3 years, you get, what's it, $35 million? My goodness, $34 million. That's incredible. They bring in Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is really good. Everybody was good. It was just clicking on all cylinders. And then now, they go into 2021, and they're the favorite again to win the World Series. Their rotation was, everything was clicking. Walker Buehler, 3.44 ERA, 8 starts. He didn't make that many starts, but he still had a really good game. He had a really good season. Julio Urias, 3.27 ERA in the regular season. Then he became a stud bullpen piece in the postseason. He was the one that got the final out of the World Series. Dustin May, with his crazy pitches, 12 games, 10 starts, 2.57 ERA. And then, as usual, Clayton Kershaw, stud freak in the sheets, 2.16 ERA, 10 starts, all of them really good. Then he was able to overcome his playoff issues and popped off. Corey Seager had a really good year. 152 OPS plus. He was one of their better players that didn't get talked about as much. But he still had a fabulous year. He had the second best OPS plus behind Will Smith, you don't even talk about him. He still had an incredible year. Mookie Betts led the team in WAR. He had a 3.6 WAR in 60 games. Like, project that out over 162. That's like a almost a 9 WAR. Like, their worst player, the top 12 players on Baseball Reference, the last one on there, AJ Pollock, still had an 0.9 WAR. That's incredible. Some teams you wish that that they had 0.9 WAR for their best player, specifically the Pittsburgh Pirates, but 43-17, then they actually ended up losing a couple pieces. Kike Hernandez and Jock Peterson, two of the guys who sort of slumped. Even then, they had really good years last year. Both of them sort of slumped. They're out. Jock Peterson goes to the Cubs. Enrique Hernandez goes to Boston. And then they lost Jake McGee, Pedro Baez, and Alex Wood. All three of them weren't that significant pieces. They all go elsewhere. Jake McGee to the Giants. Pedro Baez to the Astros. And then Alex Wood also to the Giants. But this team is ready to go. They're ready to pop off again. Their projected lineup is incredible. Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger, Will Smith, Max Muncy, the Funky Muncy, AJ Pollock, then Chris Taylor. What other teams would have AJ Pollock hitting seventh? My goodness. You don't have AJ Pollock hitting seventh, and then their bench. Even their bench is really good. Austin Barnes, who could be a starting player somewhere else. Gavin Lux, who could be a starting second baseman for most teams. Matt Beatty, who had a really good year last year. I really like Matt Beatty. He didn't have a very good hitting year. I just liked his at-bats, kind of just his approach. He was fun to watch in the World Series and in the playoffs. And then Edwin Rios, who had a great year, 149 OPS plus in 32 games, 8 home runs. He could be a starting third baseman or first baseman for any team, but he's on the bench. This is how locked and loaded this team is ready. This team is ready to go. And then their rotation is even more incredible. It's Clayton Kershaw at the top, Walker Buehler Trevor Bauer at number 2, Walker Buehler 3, Julio Urías 4. He's probably going to go to the bullpen at the end of the season because the team's definitely going to be there. And then David Price, who sat out last year, he's coming back. He's ready to go. He's probably going to be all right. I think he's going to be good. But if not, they could probably just trade him or designate him for assignment or whatever because he was kind of thrown in that Mookie Betts deal. But he sat out last year, and then he's their fifth starter. Some teams, David Price would be their number one starter. Back 2012, 2013, David Price, that's your number one starter all the way. Their bullpen looks really good. Their bullpen is the one piece on this team that's a little sketchy, kind of questionable. Oh my goodness, am I gonna sneeze? Oh my goodness. Okay, never mind, I wasn't going to sneeze. So, you have your closer, Kenley Jansen. Kenley Jansen had kind of a bad year last year. He had 3.33 ERA, which is still really good, but just that it was like the worst of his career up to this point. Actually, 2019, he wasn't very good. So it's back-to-back years of like not great, but still really good. So, but when you're used to 1.32 ERA, 41 saves, 47 saves, 44 saves, he has 312 career saves. It feels like he's just started pitching. Oh my goodness, but he had sort of a down year, so that might be a little bit of concern. He's already 33 years old, so that's kind of... He was an amateur free agent by the Dodgers in 2004, my goodness. And Blake Treinen, their setup guy, he had a really good year. He's even better in the playoffs. And then Bruzdar Gratterall, who throws like 100 just easy. He doesn't even pull his leg up when he pitches. It looks like he's just playing casual toss, and it's 100 miles an hour. It's incredible. And Victor Gonzalez, who had a really good year. He was a rookie, 1.33 ERA. And then Joe Kelly, who was kind of part of something in the middle of the season with the Astros when he was like throwing at them and stuff like that. He was really good, but he didn't pitch a lot, so he was injured a little bit. Then here's an interesting name, Corey Knebel, who they acquired from the Brewers in December. He hadn't pitched last year. He didn't pitch last year. He was hurt. He's been hurt for a while. And then he's had kind of an interesting season, interesting career. He's started his career in Detroit as like a not even anything of a prospect. Then he went to Milwaukee. He was just kind of used as like just a guy. And then suddenly in 2017, he became their closer, and he popped off. He had a really good season. I'm sorry, Corey Knebel did pitch in 2020. He didn't pitch in 2019. But he popped off. He became like one of the best players. He one of the best relievers in the NL Central. Then he got hurt and missed all of 2019 with Tommy John surgery. Then he came back this year and was still really good. And so then after that, it's Dennis Santana, who barely pitches ever. He had pitched in 12 games, wasn't very good. The back end of their bullpen, like, or maybe the front end, I should say, Dennis Santana, Scott Alexander, Tony Gonsolin, those guys are kind of interchangeable because they all have options left, and you can probably send them up and down a lot. Same thing with Victor Gonzalez. If he has one bump, he's only 25. Bruce Gradwell is only 22, so you could both send those guys down. I doubt they're going to send Bruce Gradwell down. So Scott Alexander, he was pretty good last year. Dennis Santana, not so much. He can throw pretty hard. He just walks a lot of people. And then Tony Gonsolin, who can be a starter as well. He's their long reliever. He had 2.31 ERA. He could be a three starter for a four starter for most teams, but he's in the bullpen. And then two guys who you're not going to see. You have Tommy Canley. They signed him to a 2-year contract, 4.75 million. He was on the Yankees last year, but he only pitched in one game. Then he had Tommy John surgery, so he's not going to be in the plans for 2021. He'll be ready. He'll probably be ready to go in 2022. Same thing with Caleb Ferguson. He had Tommy John surgery in late September. Tommy Kienle had it in early August. So those two are going to be ready by. They're not going to pitch in 2021. They'll be ready to go by 2022. So that's like a kind of, and then a couple guys to keep an eye out for. Kiebert Ruiz, who was called up for like 22 games or 10 games pretty much in the middle of the season. He hit a home run in his first career at bat. That was fun. But he's one of their top prospects. He's their number 2 prospect. Expect to see him. Same thing with Josiah Gray. He's another top prospect. He was at AA in 2019. So expect him to be up at some time. He'll probably be a starter, or they're probably going to use him as a reliever, or he might just not be called up at all because this team is so stacked. Then other names, you have Matt Davidson, who they just signed to a minor league contract yesterday. He could possibly have an impact because he seems sort of like a bench player that could probably move in if Edwin Rios or anything like that gets hurt. And then also, everybody was talking about this guy a couple days ago because he was acquired from the A's. Sheldon Noisy, who they acquired for Adam Kolarik, on Friday, I think. Adam Kolarik, lefty reliever, he was really good, but was kind of like log jammed out because the Dodgers are so stacked in the bullpen. He's now they traded him to the A's. Sheldon Noisy, who'd been kind of stuck because he's a third base and he can also play second base and shortstop, and the A's he was kind of blocked out, so they kind of trade two guys. They were blocked out. Sheldon Noisy blocked by Matt Chapman, and when Marcus Semien was there, Marcus Semien, and then they trade him for Adam Kolarik, who was blocked out by the Dodgers. So now they both have spaces to go, but unfortunately, the Dodgers are. I don't think that Sheldon Noisy's gonna is a little too happy about this because he's blocked out again. Because you have Justin Turner at third, you have Corey Seager at short, and then you have whoever at second base. Who's at second base this year? Just forgot it. Oh, Chris Taylor. I guess you could sort of see Chris Taylor, but if he's kind of a guy that probably that'd benefit from the universal DH, because he's a big guy, he's a big boy. He's more of a power guy. He looks like he could be the Max Muncy, because Max Muncy came over from the A's and became this new great thing for the Dodgers. So yeah, that's what people were all excited about over on the baseball land. And even Dustin May. Dustin May is not projected to be in the rotation right now. That's pretty incredible. I'm saying incredible a lot today, but I don't care. Because this Dodgers team, you have 5 spots. They probably could go to 6 spots. Julio Urias could probably move over to the bullpen. Dustin May probably is going to end up in the bullpen as well later in his career. Because he has a really good arm, just that they kind of don't really have a spot for him. Maybe if Dustin Price leaves, or after Trevor Bauer leaves in 2023 or so. Then they also have a bunch of non-roster invitees. Brandon Morrow, he was that guy who was a stud for them in the 2017 playoffs. They used him every single game, and then eventually he just got tired and everybody started hating on him. Like, it's not his fault that the Dodgers overused him. Then they also have Jimmy Nelson, who's become a reliever guy. He used to be a rotation piece for the Brewers. He's 32 now. 31. He's going to be 32 by the end of the season. And so he's probably going to be a reliever, but he's probably not going to make the team. Then here's an interesting name I put into my transaction list. Eni Romero. I just liked Eni Romero because he's a lefty reliever. He used to be in the MLB for the Pirates, the Royals, the Nationals, and the Rays. He was a middle reliever. Then he went to Japan for a couple years, became a starter. Now he's back. He's probably going to be a reliever. And he's out of options, so I doubt he's going to make the team. He's kind of just minor league depth, but still, fun to see Eni Romero back. He's one of my favorite relievers in all of baseball. He throws really hard. So I think this will wrap it up. My predicted record for them, 101-61. That might be even an understatement. I could see them win 110 games or something. In a full season, if they can go 43-17 in 60 games, they can probably get. I'm just going to say 101 wins. 101-61. So this will wrap it up. 15 minutes. Spring training starts. Let's go. Let's go. Dodgers. I don't like the Dodgers. I'm a Giants fan. You should know that. So, toodles. I'm going to do the Miami Marlins next.